And finally on today's program, a musical phenomenon in Britain.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
This is the song Crazy by the band Gnarls Barkley. This week, Crazy became the first song ever to hit number one on the UK singles charts based on download sales alone. That's right, the CD single is only now in stores today, and the album won't be out for another month. Crazy is yet another sign of the changing times and the power of digital downloads over more traditional ways of selling records.
Does that make me crazy?
Joining me to talk about Gnarls Barkley and their song Crazy is DJ G Money. He's from BBC One Extra. And G Money, welcome to the program.
How's it going?
Okay, it's going well. And so you've been a big champion of this song, playing it all the time, right?
I mean, the BBC in general, like Radio 1 and 1X, we've been playing that record. It's different. It's got a certain melancholy to it almost, that, you know, it kind of just reaches out and grabs you. You have to listen to that record.
It sounds kind of like Al Green.
Yeah, almost Al Green, but also it's got a very outcast kind of feel as well. Uh-huh. They had a track called Roses, which sounds very, in terms of tempo and beat, very similar to Gnarls Barkley.
Okay, who is Gnarls Barkley? It's two guys, right?
Right, Gnarls Barkley are basically a DJ by the name of Danger Mouse. He's well known on the backpack scene, as we say over here, the sort of more organic sound of hip-hop, and he's worked with people like the Gorillaz, who you may have heard of over there.
That's right.
Yeah, CeeLo Green, he's more of a southern sort of a rapper originally from the Goody Mob, and basically he's been doing this thing for a minute as well.
So what's interesting here is that this single was just released today, but it's already a number one hit.
Right. Okay, well, we have some new chart rules over here where songs are made available for download the week before they are physically released into the shops. So what you'll tend to find is that in the first week, you'll have a song going at maybe number 20 just on the strength of downloads alone. And then when it comes out a week later, when everyone goes into the stores and buys the CDs or whatever, then you get the actual chart placing. But what's unique about Gnarls Barkley is that it's been bought so much on download that it's gone to the top of the charts.
So this is the first time that's happened?
First time it's ever happened. And I think it kind of signals the way in which people are purchasing their music now. It's like, you know, we live in a I want that song, I want it now kind of society. So it's like, you know, the days when, you know, we were younger and we say, I can't wait for that record to get released, to go down to the shop on the day of release. Right now, the kids are saying, want it now, buy it now.
And the record companies have no choice. They're just saying, okay, I'll do it. I'll give it to you.
Well, if I was a record company, I'd be very happy right now, because this shows that people are willing to buy music down. You know, you always hear about record companies, oh, downloading's going to be the death of us. But no, this record has demonstrated that people are willing to buy music via download.
Because they're getting the money from the download.
Definitely. And then it's like Christmas twice, because all the people who are not technically savvy, they'll go out and buy the physical single next week.
Okay. DJ G Money, he has a music show on BBC One Extra, and that's the network's digital music channel. And we've been speaking about the new hit song Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. And DJ G Money, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.